A break on gas prices? I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden, spending the federal holiday at his home in Delaware, says he's considering a pause in the federal tax on gasoline to bring down pump prices as much as 18 cents a gallon. The president telling reporters he'll have a final decision by week's end. House Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina is on board with the idea.
We need to equip especially rural Americans with some relief with gas tax.
Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks says changing the president's policies would be a bigger help.
We need to make America energy independent again. We need to roll back the incredible sheer number of regulations that the Biden administration has put in place.
President facing sharp criticism on social media after appearing to suggest Monday that high gas prices would be a good opportunity to make a fundamental turn to clean energy. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at the Smithsonian Institute Monday on the Juneteenth federal holiday, marking the day slavery ended in 1865. This is the second year that Juneteenth has been celebrated as a national holiday. A Texas newspaper, citing documents they've obtained, reports police with high-powered weapons and at least one ballistic shield were in the hallway at the Robb Elementary School within 19 minutes of the gunman's arrival. The Austin American-Statesman says gunfire could be heard from inside that classroom in Uvalde, Texas, for as much as 29 minutes before officers entered the room and killed the gunman. Voters going to the polls in four states Tuesday, congressional primaries in Virginia, and a runoff election in Arkansas, Georgia, and Alabama, where Congressman Mo Brooks is facing Katie Britt in the GOP Senate runoff. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Darrell Brooks Jr., the man charged with plowing his vehicle through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin last November, is now adopting an insanity defense. Six people died and dozens others were injured in that incident. Much of Yellowstone National Park should reopen within the next 2 weeks.
That's much faster than first expected after record floods pounded the region and knocked out major roads last week. Yellowstone superintendent says the park will accommodate fewer visitors for the time being, and it will take many months to reconnect its roads with some southern Montana communities. Yellowstone will partially reopen Wednesday. Only portions of the park that can be accessed along its southern loop of roads will be open at first. Access to the park's scenic backcountry will be for day hikers only. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Nebraska man has pleaded guilty in federal court to making death threats against Colorado's top elections official. The case was investigated and prosecuted by a federal task force devoted to protecting elections workers who've been subject to increasing threats since the 2020 presidential election. Facebook has removed a campaign video by Republican Missouri Senate candidate Eric Greitens for violating policies prohibiting violence and incitement. The ad shows Greitens brandishing a shotgun and declaring that he was hunting rhinos or Republicans in name only. More political turmoil in Israel.
Israel's prime minister is dissolving the state's parliament called the Knesset and will order another election, the Jewish nation's fifth in 3 years. A number of defecting legislators have left the year-old eight-party ruling coalition too weak and without a majority now for 2 months. An election could be held as early as October and sets the stage for the center-right Likud party of former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to return to power. Israel's foreign minister Yair Lapid will, for now, serve as an interim head of government. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.